Barbados is keeping an eye on a global economy that the International Monetary Fund says is experiencing what it calls a synchronized slowdown. That assessment has come at a news conference where one of the speakers was economic counselor and head of the IMS Research Department, Geeta Gopinath.
And we are once again downgrading growth for 2019 to 3%. It's slowest pace since the global financial crisis. Growth continues to be weakened by rising trade barriers and growing geopolitical tensions. We estimate that the U.S.-China trade tensions will cumulatively reduce the level of global GDP by 0.8% by 2020. Growth is also being weighed down by country-specific factors in several emerging market and developing economies, and also by structural forces such as low productivity growth and aging demographics in advanced economies. Now, we are projecting a modest recovery to 3.4% in 2020, another downward revision of 0.2% from our April projections. However, unlike the synchronized slowdown, this recovery is not broad-based and remains precarious. The weakness in growth is driven by sharp deterioration in manufacturing and global trade, with higher tariffs and prolonged trade policy uncertainty damaging investment and the demand for capital goods. In addition, the automobile industry is contracting owing also to a variety of factors, such as disruptions from new emission standards in the euro area and in China that have had durable effects. Overall, trade volume growth in the first half of 2019 has fallen to 1%, the weakest level since 2012. In contrast to weak manufacturing and global trade, the services sector continues to hold up almost across the globe. Now, this has kept labor markets buoyant and wage growth and consumption spending healthy in advanced economies. There are, however, some initial signs of softening in the services sector in the United States and the euro area.
The IMF official went on to say that monetary policy has played a significant role in supporting growth.
In the absence of inflationary pressures and facing weakening activity, major central banks have appropriately eased to reduce downside risks to growth and to prevent a de-anchoring of inflation expectations. In our assessment, in the absence of such monetary stimulus, global growth would be lower by 0.5% in both 2019 and 2020. Advanced economies continue to slow towards their long-term potential. Growth has been downgraded to 1.7% for 2019, and it's expected to remain there into 2020. Strong labor markets and policy stimulus are offsetting the negative impact from weaker external demand for these economies. Growth in emerging markets and developing economies have also been revised down to 3.9% for 2019, owing in part to trade and domestic policy uncertainties and to structural slowdown in China.
Ms. Gopinath concluded.
To summarize, the global outlook remains precarious with a synchronized slowdown and an uncertain recovery. At 3% growth, there is no room for policy mistakes and an urgent need for policymakers to support growth. The global trading system needs to be improved, not abandoned, and countries need to work together because multilateralism remains the only solution to tackling major issues –